I was a shoegazer, and I was very serious about my craft, and I still am, but music has become more my personality than I really am.
Jill Sobule shows no lack of personality in her songs, and whether you consider her quirky or clever, don't let that distract you from her skill as a writer. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Storytelling and satire are a big part of the Jill Sobule sound, but there's also a great musical gift in her ear for melody and the ability to be lighthearted and poignant all at the same time. In 2004, Underdog Victorious mixed her lyrical talents with some new sounds. That year she told me about a few old records that played a big role in the making of the album, while a 2006 performance with the string quartet Ethel brought her songs to a whole different level.
In the summer of 1972, there was a song that was all over the radio, and I remember it like it was yesterday, and you brought it back to mind with your latest album. I'm speaking of Cinnamon Park, from which you borrow a nice lick of Saturday right. In the Park. Were you like a Chicago fan, and was this your way of kind of giving back to that great band, or what was it?
Well, let's just qualify. Early Chicago, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's just qualify that. Well, I bought a sampler, and I started taking old records of mine and my brother's and sampling, and I didn't intend to use it, but it just, I had it, and I started coming up with these lyrics, and usually I have the lyrics first, but this was evoking, you know, some time in my life, and the Battle of the Bands. It was originally really Cramner's Park, but that's a really sucky name, Cramner. You know? So I don't know where Cinnamon came from.
Me and Betty Shelley were at Cinnamon Park, waiting for the Battle of the Bands. Betty's older brother had a bad reputation in a waterbed in his van. He said, "Hey, Jill and Sue, I've got something for you, something that'll blow your mind." We walked into his van and he opened his hand. He said, "It's only Mother Nature, only Mother Nature." Cinnamon Park and Cinnamon Days. We were so freaked out, but in a really good way. In a really good way, yeah, those were the days. I wish I could.
I always hear like a little kind of Bacharach vibe or just sort of breezy 70s vibe. Would you describe some of that stuff as being a big influence on you? As opposed to like the heavy metal punk rock vibe.
But that's so funny because I've listened to that, but I think it was maybe my parents' influence having all those old Bacharach records and Joe Beam records, or even with Jetpack, you know, the 70s, like a Nielsen thing.
Uh-huh.
I guess I don't know why I don't have a Motley Crue thing going on, but yeah, you're right. It's, I think, from my earliest memories.
You wake up one morning and what have you done? The one special someone so distant and numb. And you look in the mirror and you know that it's true. And no one knows better than you. As the old crow flies, you're the bridesmaid.
A song from Jill Sobule called End of Love, performed live at FUV with the string quartet Ethel. Hear more from Jill Sobule and other artists in the online archives at WFUV.org.